Today we're going to make old-school DNB ghost notes feel alive in Ableton Live 12, using breakbeat surgery and a few smart humanizing moves. This is an intermediate lesson, so we're not just dropping a break in and calling it a day. We're taking a real breakbeat, chopping it surgically and shaping the tiny details around the kick and snare so the groove feels played, not pasted. That little layer of movement is a huge part of what makes classic jungle and old-school drum and bass feel urgent, dusty, and musical, while still hitting hard in a modern mix. The big idea here is simple. Don't randomize the break. Preserve its character. Then deliberately shape the micro timing, velocity, decay, and stereo behavior of the ghost notes so the loop breathes without getting sloppy. For this lesson, start with a break that already has good ghost note content. Amen is the obvious choice, but think style breaks, funky drummer style material, or any dusty loop with hats, tails, and low-level snare activity will work. Drop it into an audio track and set your project around 172 BPM for a classic modern DNB feel, or 174, if you want that slightly tighter jungle pressure. Once the break is in, warp it cleanly. Double-click the clip. Turn warp on, and for a straight break, try beats mode. Set preserve to transients so the punch stays intact. If the break starts to smear, shorten the transient envelope a little. But don't over-tighten everything. A bit of drag and push is part of the magic. We want controlled human feel, not gridlocked stiffness. Now for the surgery. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients and let Ableton create a drum rock from the pieces. This is where the break becomes playable. You'll get separate pads for kicks, snares, hats, ghost taps, and tail fragments. Take a second to rename the important pads. Call them kick, snare, ghost hat, ghost ascend, and tail. That small step makes the whole process much clearer, because now you're thinking like a drum editor instead of just triggering a loop. Next, rebuild the core groove first. Don't get distracted by all the little fragments yet. Start with a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip and place only the main kick and snare accents. A classic DNB backbone is kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2, another kick or syncopated kick before beat 3, and snare on beat 4. If you want more of that jungle flavor, you can keep a chopped snare pickup leading into beat 2, but keep the main hits clear. At this stage, lower the velocities a bit so nothing feels too machine perfect. A good starting point is around 105 to 120 for main snares, 95 to 115 for kicks, and ghosts way lower, somewhere around 20 to 65 depending on their role. The backbone should feel stable. The movement happens around it. Now we get to the heart of the lesson, humanizing the ghost notes. Open the MIDI editor and focus on the quiet hits, the offbeat hats, the low-level snare taps, the tiny break fragments, and the little tail pieces. These are the soul of the groove. Instead of randomizing them, shape them in a musical pattern. Think in phrases. A quieter ghost before the snare. A slightly louder ghost after the snare. A tiny tail tick before the next kick. That's the kind of movement that makes a loop feel performed. A useful way to think about ghost note velocities is in bands. Very quiet texture lives around 15 to 30. Forward-moving ghosts sit around 31 to 55. Stronger lead-in accents can live around 56 to 75. Use those ranges like a language. Don't make every hit equal. Make the groove breathe. Here's the important teaching point. In fast DNB tempos, tiny amplitude changes matter a lot. The ear reads those little low-level transients as motion and swing. Ghost notes are not just filler. They're the pulse, the tension, and the lift all working together under the main backbeat. Now add some micro timing. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing template, or extract the groove from the original break if it has a feel you like. Apply it gently, then reduce the timing and random amounts so it stays under control. A good starting point is around 10 to 25% timing, 0 to 10% random, and maybe 5 to 15% velocity if the groove feels too rigid. After that, do a little manual nudging in the piano roll. Pull a few hats slightly late for drag. Push a few transition ghosts a hair early for excitement. Keep the main snare mostly locked. That's really important. The snare is your anchor. Let the ghosts dance around it, but don't blur the backbeat. Now let's shape how those ghost notes decay and sit in the mix. Ghost notes aren't only about timing and velocity. They also need the right tail behavior. On the ghost slices, use EQA to high pass them if they're crowding the low mids. A cut somewhere below 120 to 200 Hz is often enough to keep them clean around the sub. Then try a little saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, just enough to add density. If you need more punch and cohesion, a touch of drum boss can help too, but keep it subtle. If a ghost snare feels too sharp, shorten it in simpler or shape the sample envelope so it doesn't poke out too hard. For old school texture, a little bit of tail can be nice. For darker modern DNB, tighten it up so it behaves more like a percussion impulse. Now build a drum bus. Route the brake slices and any extra top loops to a dedicated drum bus so everything feels like one performance. On that bus, use glue compressor gently, something like a 2-to-1 ratio, 10 to 30 milliseconds attack, auto release or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is glue, not squash. If the compressor kills the tiny ghost notes, back off the threshold or slow the attack down a bit. You can also add a little drum bus on the group, maybe a touch of drive and careful boom if the kick needs body. A Q8 can help clean out boxiness around 250 to 500 HE, and utility is great for keeping the low-end mono-friendly. Indeed, NB, that discipline matters. The ghosts can be wide and lively if you want, but the foundation needs to stay locked in the center. If the chopped brake has great texture but doesn't quite hit hard enough, layer a clean one-shot kick or snare underneath. Keep the layer simple. The point is to reinforce the core accents, not replace the character of the brake. A short kick transient under the brake kick or a crisp snare body under the brake snare can give you modern punch while keeping the dusty vibe intact. You can even automate that layer so it's stronger in the drop and first 8 bars, then pull it back in breakdowns or switch-ups. And that leads to the next key idea, arrangement context. Ghost notes matter more when they change roll across the track. Don't just loop the same bar forever. Put the brake in a real arrangement. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are a filtered intro with just ghost hats and a few sparse snare cuts. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the full brake with light bass. Bars 17 to 24 hit the main drop, with the loop slightly simplified so the bass has room. Then bars 25 to 32 can open up into a switch-up, maybe with extra ghost snares or a reverse tail. A really strong DNB move is to automate a high-pass filter on the break into the drop, then slowly release it over 4 or 8 bars. That way the ghost notes feel like they arrive with the full spectrum, and the drop feels bigger because of it. At this point, audition the loop with the bass line playing. That's where the truth is. A ghost note that sounds perfect in solo can vanish once the sub and res come in. Or a hit that seems tiny in solo may suddenly be the exact amount of motion the groove needs once the full arrangement is rolling. So judge everything in context. At full mix volume, as you listen, ask yourself a few questions. Is the snare still dominant? Do the ghost notes create forward motion? Is the loop fighting the sub? Does the top end feel lively but not harsh? If the answer to any of those is no, go back and adjust the velocity, timing, eck or bus compression. One more thing. Leave one or two imperfect details on purpose. A perfectly cleaned brake can lose its attitude. A tiny inconsistency in timing or a slightly uneven ghost velocity can keep the loop sounding sampled and performed instead of over-edited. That little bit of life is what makes the brake feel human. Here are a few pro moves to keep in mind if you want a darker or heavier DNB result. High pass the ghosts, not the body. Use tiny saturation instead of huge distortion. Automate the drum bus tone so the brake gets slightly darker in tension sections and opens up at the drop. Add short reversed fragments before key hits to make fills feel intentional. And always remember, keep the kick snare backbone stable. Let the ghosts dance around it. If you want to go further, try creating two ghost note personalities. Make one version softer, looser, and more swung for verses or long roll sections. Make another version tighter and sharper for drops or fills. That kind of contrast gives you a lot of mileage from the same break. A great practice exercise is to build a quick two-bar loop. Load an amen or similar break, slice it to a drum rack, program the core kick and snare, then add 6 to 10 ghost notes with velocities between 20 and 60. Apply a subtle groove pool feel or manually nudge a couple of ghosts late. Put EQ8 and saturator on the ghost chain, add glue compressor to the drum bus, and keep the gain reduction under 2 dB. Then loop it with a simple sub note and a re-stab. Make one arrangement change, like a filter move or a fill, and bounce it. Compare the processed version to the raw one. Your goal is not more activity, your goal is more feel. So to recap, start with a break that already has good ghost note character. Slice it in Ableton Live 12. Rebuild the groove around a solid kick and snare backbone. Humanize the ghost notes with careful velocity shaping, micro timing, and decay control. Use stock Ableton tools like Groove Pool, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Glue Compressor, and Utility to keep the groove tight but alive. And always listen to the drums with the bass, because in drum and bass, the groove only really works when the low end stays disciplined. If you do this right, you end up with something that feels dusty and old school, but still punches like a modern roller. That's the sweet spot. That's the vibe.